Minister, I'm glad to see that you're back again dealing with this issue on the Seaview Respite Home. Unfortunately, the situation has deteriorated since the 18th of January, when I last was lucky enough to have a topical issue in relation to the staffing situation at the Seaview Respite Home, and we last discussed it. Minister, I'm very disappointed to actually have to put this topical issue forward, and the reason I'm disappointed is because, despite my best efforts, I have been unable to get a response from the HSE locally in relation to the situation in relation to the Seaview Respite Home. On the 24th of April, I emailed the manager of social care in the area, and I followed up with a phone call to him on the 15th of May, and still no response. And I spoke to him on the 15th of May, he said he would get a response for me. And four times in the last 10 days, I've rang the service manager for intellectual disabilities without any response either. And that's why I've put forward this topical issue in the House this week. And I think it's a disgraceful waste of the Dáil time that I have to put this in as a topical issue in order to try and get some sort of response, and to get some sort of response from the HSE locally. Because for this to happen in this situation is just ridiculous altogether. And I think it shows a lack of management, a lack of compassion within the HSE in Donegal on this matter. There are 100 families who depend on this respite care home. It has now been closed for almost 2 months. In January, you responded to me to say that the HSE were recruiting staff and that those staff would be in place, and when they would be in place, that the respite home would be back up to full capacity. Now we see it closed, and we cannot get an answer. The families can't get an answer. I, as an Oireachtas member, can't get an answer from the HSE locally. And I think that's an absolute disgrace, Minister. And I'm hoping that your office will intervene and actually get a response from the HSE in relation to what the situation is here, and as to whether this home is going to reopen again, and when it'll reopen again, more importantly. Initially, families were told that it was possibly closed for a month, and now we're into a lot longer than that, and it's just not acceptable, Minister. And I think it's totally unacceptable. There are other deputies who are looking to raise topical issues, and I was lucky enough to get this one today, but to have to go to that length to get a response from the HSE is an absolute disgrace. So I look forward to hearing what you have to say.
Thank you very much, Count Corla. I want to thank Deputy Pringle for raising this important issue again today. And I'll now outline the position on the availability of respite in Seaview Respite Home, Mount Charles, County Donegal. The Government is committed to providing services and supports for people with disabilities, which will empower them to live independent lives, provide them with greater independence in accessing the services they choose, and enhance their ability to tailor the supports required to meet their needs and plan their lives. The provision of respite services has come under increased pressure in the past couple of years. There is an increase in the number of children and adults seeking access to respite, and there's also increasing levels of changing needs due to the increase in the age of people with a disability. The way in which residential respite services is provided has also changed as agencies comply with HICWA standards and the national policy on congregated settings. In some situations, this means that beds are no longer available. For example, vacated beds for residents who go home at weekends or for holidays can no longer be used for respite. Seaview Respite House is located in Mount Charles, Donegal Town, and was established in 2002, as you know. It provides respite for children from the age of 6 upwards and to adults with an intellectual disability and or autism on a rotational basis for 100 families in the southwest Donegal catchment area. The maximum occupancy provides for 5 children or 5 adults. The service operates a person-centred model of care and is delivered by a combination of nursing and support staff. Respite services, as you've outlined, at Seaview House have been curtailed over the last few months as a result of staff shortages due to illness leave and retirement. The HSE has been trying to recruit and replace staff in as timely a manner as possible and acknowledges the upset and distress that this situation has caused to clients and families, and they do apologise for any upset caused. In their efforts to try and restore a full respite service at Seaview, the Health Service Executive tell me that they've been actively trying to fill 3 vacant nursing posts. One person was appointed on the 15th of May, and a second nurse was appointed on the 29th of May. The third vacancy was filled, but the successful candidate withdrew from the appointment at the late stages of recruitment, which will unfortunately delay this finalisation of the third post by at least 2 months. A care assistant has also recently retired and a replacement is now being recruited. Following the induction of these new staff, I can confirm that respite services have recommenced in Seaview House on a phased basis with effect from Monday the 29th of May, last Monday. The HSE remains committed to ensuring that the respite service resumes on a full-time basis as possible, pending the recruitment of outstanding staff.
Minister, sad that I had to raise it in here to find out that the respite services have supposedly recommenced from the 29th of May. I think that's a sad indictment of HSE locally. And in relation to the post being filled, we obviously from this we can see that there's not going to be the full-time restoration of the respite care if this is actually correct. And how can we have any faith in the HSE actually providing a truthful answer and as to what's happening here? Minister, I don't know how retirements can actually cause problems within the HSE. The HSE knows the ages of its staff. It knows the retiring age of the staff. It knows that when they're going to retire. And indeed, I do know that the care assistant that recently retired actually wanted to stay on for another year or more, and the HSE refused them and closed down this service. So this is the type of treatment that families with loved ones with disabilities who are in need of respite are getting from the HSE in Donegal. And I think it's just totally unacceptable. I think that this service has to get back to a 24/7 service that had been there for those families. These families are saving the state a fortune, literally a fortune, by keeping their loved ones at home and doing their best to look after them and getting very little support and very little response. And I think that's the critical thing here, and that's what the HSE have lost sight of. They don't have a person-centred approach, as I said here, because they're not actually thinking about the families in relation to this. And so I hope that this is right, and I'll be checking when I get back to Donegal that it is, that the services have reinstated. And I hope that I won't have to be back here again in another few months raising this issue again, Minister, because it's just completely unacceptable. And I would ask you, Minister, as well, if you would take up with the HSE why they don't respond when they're asked a simple query.
Thank you, Deputy Minister.
Thank you very much. Well, I can hear your frustration, certainly, Deputy Pringle, and I will follow up with that as to why there was such a difficulty in you getting any, having to come to pose a topical issue to get an answer. But just to reiterate that the intention is to have full services restored at Seaview House as soon as they have the full complement of staff available. I outlined already that there are three nursing posts were vacant. Now there are two filled, which I know you'll welcome, and also that they are recruiting the care assistance position as well. So just to again say that the HSE have advised me that they are committed to restoring the respite service on a full-time basis as soon as possible.